Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute's newly released 2026 Baseline Outlook provides a 10-year projection for agricultural markets, trade, and farm income. University of Missouri agricultural economist Ben Brown talks about what the report shows regarding renewable fuels in the U.S.
The headline numbers seem to be supportive, and the industry has kind of responded, but there's a lot of intricate details that actually could create a scenario where we consume less biofuels in 26 than we did in 25. And that's currently not the headline numbers, and that's not what, you know, the industry is talking about. But again, you know, when we think about the international feedstock imports that kind of plagued us a few years ago, where we saw large used cooking oil imports from China, you know, those have been curtailed largely because of tariffs. Well, you know, some of those tariffs are kind of ebbing and flowing now, and we might end up in a scenario where biofuel producers start re-importing product, maybe not necessarily used cooking oil, but other product to meet some of these higher blending RVOs, renewable volume obligations, because, you know, some of these provisions don't kick in until, you know, 2028 or even, you know, a year later or two. And of course, we're going to have some more discussion between now and then.
Headline numbers may not end up being actual due to uncertainty in a changing trade and tariff climate. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.